Let's get it. The show must go on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hip hop since 1987. It's your boy Wild Tuna, the big fish, got the biggest drip across the seven seas. And I got the beautiful Fame here. This is Texas Music Podcast. And she about to hit y'all with the tagline right now. Boom.
Universal freedom through sex and music.
And she's a goat. And I caught her off guard and she still got it. You know what I'm saying?
So I've been saying that shit in my dreams.
I know how it goes. So what are we talking about today? Let the people know what we're going to be talking about.
All right. So y'all already know we have our foreplay. So we're going to hit y'all with some music and sex news. And then we're going to have some conversations at the end. I asked you guys to write in different questions that you might have because we wanted to start asking questions, you know, from or answering questions from you guys. So any sex related questions, relationship, music, whatever you need. Start sending it right now. We're going to be paying attention, so.
Indeed. It's going to be a good job.
Yeah.
We also going to give y'all some tips for all the music artists that be tuning in, people in the music industry. We're going to give y'all some tips, top 10 things that I personally feel like you should and should not do when you start, you know, when you're already in the game, you know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all got y'all notes out. You know what I mean? About to drop some game for y'all tonight. Get y'all right. So what are we going to start with? What are we going to start with? What's our first topic?
Our first topic, which I think is appropriate, we should start with these, like, corona updates. Like, what's going on over in Jersey right now, as far as that's concerned?
We locked down, you know what I'm saying? And I advise everyone to stay in the house. I know y'all think it's conspiracies and all the whatever y'all thoughts on. Y'all free your own thoughts. But I want y'all to know, the law is the law, and I don't want to see nobody getting in trouble for no dumb shit. If they say the curfew is 8 o'clock, go in the house at 7:30. You know what I'm saying? Don't even play. If it's 8 o'clock, it's 8 o'clock. You know what I mean? And the thing about it is, they say they're not making arrests. 50-50 chance on that. But even if they don't arrest you, they still going to come back and get you later because they're going to take all your information.
That's how I feel, too. Like, are they just not showing up for not – well – that's Philly, too. Are you talking about the nonviolent crime thing happening here in Philly?
I'm talking worldwide.
Okay, because I don't know where else that's going on.
Yeah, it's worldwide. So Chester shut down. The police, some of their police stations, they shut down. So, you know, there's a lot of craziness going on. And the easiest way to get away from the craziness is stay in the house. If you got to get things done in the morning, get them done early as possible. And really just stay in the house because you got... it's not even about the police, the only thing we worried about. We really worried about this virus for real. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know if anybody has met anyone or knows anybody who has it or has any symptoms or whatever, whether you do or you don't. Best thing to do is stay safe, sanitize, stay clean. You know what I'm saying? If the kids got a cough, put them in a shower for 30 minutes in the hot steam. You know what I'm saying? Don't put them in the shower. Just steam up the bathroom. Sauna light, you know what I'm saying? Even with the adults, if y'all getting a little cough, sauna them out, you know what I mean? Vitamin C. This is regular shit, but we really got to be serious about it because when the president starts shutting the motherfucking world down for this shit, it got to be something going on. My personal thoughts, you know what I'm saying? My personal thoughts.
I agree. It's some shit going on for sure. Like, I can't believe they got on the Philly news and was like, yo, like, all nonviolent crimes are cool with us at this point. Like, that's crazy to me. That means I could walk outside and be robbed and, like, nothing happened. You know what I mean?
No,
as long as they don't pull a gun out.
Yeah, there's nothing they can do because they want to protect themselves. You know, who knows who out here running around stealing shit? Nigga might be sick. You know what I'm saying? I highly suggest get guns to protect your home because we don't know how long we're going to be in this situation. As y'all know, some of the stores aren't restocking a lot of their food, a lot of their goods. So I'm just saying if the store is not restocking now, I don't know what makes me think they're going to be restocking next week. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So get what y'all can get while y'all got it. Hopefully Trump give us that bread like he said he was. And hopefully, you know, people, landlords and stuff going to work with them with these bills and with the rent and everything because, you know, it's a worldwide thing we're going through. So hopefully we come together as American people and understand that niggas ain't working right now. So I can't pay you.
That's like the black president speech. That was great.
Oh, thank you. You know, you know what I mean? Real rap though. So.
You know, Idris Elba has it.
Right. So that's the other thing. Idris Elba, a couple basketball players got him. Got it. A couple football players.
Drake is on quarantine.
As he should be.
Yeah, he's off quarantine because he had come in contact with some basketball players at a party, with Kevin Durant at a party.
Right. Doing too much, see? Doing too much. You know what I mean? Y'all got to chill. Drake always doing too much anyway. You know what I mean? He need to sit down. But you got to chill. You can't be out partying.
You be the one to get the Rona.
Right. We at their party. I mean, South Beach was lit a couple days ago. They was out there at South Beach partying up for spring break. There's people in the news talking about they ain't going home. You know what I'm saying? You ain't see earlier today. I was peeping.
They ain't going home from where? Where are they at?
They on the beach. They out partying.
Oh.
They turning up. You know what I'm saying?
The sunlight kills it. The sunlight kills it. Vitamin D. It boosts your immune system. It's a fact.
Well, I guess I won't be seeing Fame for a couple weeks because her ass thinks the sun kill it. Nigga, the sun rise every day. Every motherfucking day, the sun done rose up and set.
It helps your immune system. Everybody should be going outside and getting sunlight. Even if you're not coming in contact with people, you should go out on your back porch and get some sunlight.
Yeah. Seriously. For sure. That's a definite. Definitely get some sunlight. It's not the cure.
No. That's not what I'm saying. Some sunlight.
You know what I'm saying? But also, you know, the other thing is, we got to remember, too, it's like, When your immune system, you know, even me as I roll up and smoke and shit, like your immune system is affected by everything that you put in your body, that you put around your body. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, being healthy right now, I know a lot of people out here buying noodles, they're out here buying whatever they can buy, but try to be healthy while y'all doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, go vegan right now. The vegan shit ain't selling out. I went to the supermarket, they got all the vegan turkey shit. Line right up. Get the vegan and turkey pups, a couple burgers. Get healthy. You know what I'm saying? This is the time we should be fasting because we're going to start for a little bit. We should
right. Be fasting. Use this as an opportunity.
Use this as an opportunity to really come together with your family, your friends, you know what I'm saying? And really get in tune with what's going on with the world. We don't got nothing but time. You know what I'm saying? We got nothing but time. Oh, Ghost the Boxer said, follow beautiful.
I will. I got you.
So, yeah, man, stay safe during this quarantine thing, man. You know, the American economy is not going to fail. The American military is not going to fail. It's all about the people right now. It's all about us. This future is in our hands right now. And not for nothing, I might vote for Trump. Shit, fuck it.
Good night, Tuna. Log off.
Let me explain.
We're going to do politics right now.
Let me explain real quick just so people don't record that part and be like, look at this nigga, right? So this is the reason, right? We never had a president really expose what the government is really doing, right? What taxes did they pull from to get $3 trillion to give out to the world, to give out to the Americans? They just had that joint sitting in the tuck.
Their black card.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm just saying, nobody else have done this in history. President Trump said, you know what? Something going on. Let me drop this bag on y'all real quick. And if it's done that easy for this, it should be done this easy for a lot of things. So that's why I appreciate Trump. Because then all the crazy thoughts in my head about why nobody should be out here struggling because everybody got enough, it shows you right here. He could have dropped that $1 trillion 2 years ago or 3 years ago or whenever he won it.
On any of these disasters.
For any of that, for not even that. Even just to get us right, because we fucked up. Our schools is fucked up. They shutting down the schools, but the schools have been shut down for 5-6 years in Philly that I knew of. You know what I'm saying? They've been shutting down schools for the last 5 years. So, you know, I just feel like the money's there. The economy not going to fail. Nobody gets scared, but don't go out here and commit no crimes because they still put niggas in jail.
Please,
ain't no way around it.
Because I'll fuck you up if you come to my house or my mom.
Oh, I'm airing shit out. You know, I'm just waiting to do my shit. What? I'm waiting. I'm going. Once I shoot somebody, I'm going to be a rapper. I'm like, yo. Niggas tried to run down on my motherfucking cookies. Not happening.
The final straw.
Not happening, nigga. Nope. All my Capri Suns are intact. You know what I mean?
Not real shit. I'm sending my son up to Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
and I'm staying here in Philly with my mom. She's the only one that isn't trying to get up out of this craziness right now. I just don't fuck with that lawless shit. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. See, well, what's up in Pittsburgh? What's popping in Pittsburgh? Is
well, safe zone? No, not necessarily. They actually have some cases there. I just feel like it's like if anything crazy goes down, because I am a conspiracy theorist, like anything crazy goes down and we need to bug out. And if you're a conspiracy theorist, you know what bugging out is.
Indeed. I'm already playing. I got my backup vehicle and everything.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get out of Philly.
Unregistered, see? That's why.
I just don't fuck with it. They bring in too many military. Like, somebody just sent me a picture of, like, all of these military trucks pulling up in Pittsburgh. So it's just like,
but well, my remember, thing in Pittsburgh is. Remember, the military, so don't get scared, though. We don't want people to get scared. So the military is showing up for multiple reasons. One, they have to protect the people that's administering the tests and the cure for everything. You know what I'm saying? Okay, we don't want people going and steal the shit and then try to sell it on the black market because it's limited resources. Also, we do have to implement and put our soldiers on the ground because we are shutting down police stations and stuff like that. So we do need some form of law or some form of order, you know what I'm saying, and protection out here. So that's what the troops is coming in for, National Guard and all that. Also, people keep saying...
So instead of police, we're going to have the National Guard.
Yeah, which is the military police. Military police. Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
I ain't scared. I just don't fuck with no police.
Yeah, you're right. They all the feds at the end of the day, you know what I mean? But also, we got to remember, too, when it's time for us to call into our own military to get some shit done, we got to take it a little bit more serious. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all want to go party. I know y'all want to stay lit. We got to take it a little more serious. But I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to leave the coronavirus where it is. Y'all see what's happening. I hope y'all stay safe. I hope y'all not sick. And, you know, we're going to get through it as American people, as people in general. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get through it. I know I've been rolling this blunt for a minute. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get it done.
That's fine.
But, yeah, what else are we talking about today, though?
Hip-hop legend Eric B's daughter Erica Barrier died in a car crash at 28. Yes.
Oh wow.
So that's just some sad news, you know.
Damn, that's a bad job.
Yeah, it is.
Prayers out to the family. Shout out to Eric B. For those who don't know, Eric B dropped one of the illest hip-hop albums ever, Paid in Full. You know what I'm saying?
Like, even if you don't know that, you know, you've heard Eric B's name.
Oh, like, for sure. You know what I mean? You can't go wrong. Yeah. Paid in Full, baby. Eric B, Rock Kim, the greats, man. But yeah, shouts, definitely condolences to the family. It's always hard to take a loss. Mayweather also lost his ex-wife.
Yes.
Mother of his kids in an accident recently, too. And his father recently passed away. So, you know, prayers up to people, man. That's losing family at this time where it really is a hard time to lose family when you really in the house for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine I'm supposed to be in the house with somebody not there. That's a hard feeling to get past. But, you know, definitely condolences to the family, man.
Yeah, they talking shit on you about that blunt.
I know, because I've been talking shit. I got to chill. I got to let you talk.
No, you fine.
But this joint gonna be pearl though. Look at this thing. Y'all see it's coming together.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I'm waiting to get mine dropped off right now. So I'm gonna be envying you.
Listen, man, got a 2.8 up in this thing. 2.8 in this pup. But yeah, man, so let me see. Let's check these comments out. I pinned a comment. In relationships, how many times do you forgive someone for doing the same shit?
How many times? Me personally?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what the shit is.
Yeah.
I learned a long time ago to recognize, like, when someone's truly sorry or not.
Let's say flirting is what they're doing.
Flirting. I'm polyamorous, so you can flirt all you want to. But let's just say I'm not, all right? I wasn't in my former life.
Okay.
So, the old
you. Right.
But I was like up on that. I had like a whole ownership thing going on. Like I felt like this person that I was with was mine, and that's mm-hmm. why I didn't want them flirting with anyone. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, just through like growth and experiencing different people, mm-hmm. Flirting doesn't have to be anything at all. You know what right. I mean? Like it can literally like just be that. It can be left where it is. Right. Some of us are just naturally flirtatious. Like a lot of people say that, like I give off these like sexual vibes. And I'm like, what? Like I'm just talking to you.
Hey now.
But yeah, like, and then on top of that, like, flirting is in the eye of the beholder. Like, what's flirting exactly? You know what I mean? So
yeah, that's the other thing too. You got like, you know, some people, and that's the tough part, you know, because people, you know, that possession thing is a real thing. You know, once you feel like somebody is yours, you know, you start putting imaginary rules and boundaries that wasn't there prior. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you gotta kind of know the person before you jump into it. If I know you, shit, if I talk to a shorty and she was flirting with me in my DMs, I'm from the rip, I'm assuming she was flirting with other people in her DMs. You know what I'm saying? We gotta remember the habits, you know what I'm saying? You meet somebody at a club, then leave right. a relationship, then a couple months later, you don't want them to go to the club. But like, you know, then it's like,
that's who they are.
I would never would have met you, boo, if we wasn't in the club, you know what I'm saying? You was a quirky boy, right. You know what I mean? But Now you want me to change, and now why I'm supposed to spend that time with you now?
Right. And life's just too short for stumbling over somebody else's feelings, and mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, I don't have time, and that's why I opted out of the whole relationship thing, period.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you're single?
Yes, I am single. Question. That was the question. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm mm-hmm. super single. Mm-hmm.
Big S on that thing, you know what I mean? Big S.
Never to be cuffed again.
Ooh! Never to be cuffed again. We about to start the Who Can Pull Fame Challenge. Who can bag fame?
It's really not hard.
She's that shit.
It's just not.
Just like a pick. Fuck.
Just be a nice person and not a creep. Like, I don't know, like... And then we can at least go on a date.
Yo. She said, it's really not hard. She said, fuck it. Keep it real.
It's not. Like, people overthink things.
If you're watching right now and you got a couple extra dollars, Cash App, Uber Eats, something to fame, FaceTime, or y'all can have a dinner night over FaceTime. You can pay for
you sure
dinner.
Can.
And that's going to go up for you when y'all get out of quarantine. She going to remember that. Yeah, but remember that.
Yes, feed me.
Shit, the best out learning, girl.
Feed me. That's the way to my heart.
Look,
feed me and pay my phone bill. That's the way to my heart.
Look, my followers, they're going to be on you now. Saying, careful what you ask for. You're going to have all these.
That's okay. I need some action in my life.
Look, all these.
What's up with those DMs?
And flowers going to be showing up to your crib.
They better not. I ain't give them my address.
Like, niggas is, and during hard times, niggas gonna find a way.
No, I actually learned. I know how to find somebody's location based off of information that, like, if you post something, there's something in the code that tells your exact location. It's fucking creepy as shit. So if you a tech person, like,
let me find out you work for the feds.
Yeah, I have so much information at my disposal. Trust me, I used to be that person that used to trip about flirting and all that type of shit and, like, you know, where my boo was. So, yeah, I know how to find you.
Hey, I know. So that leads me to this question. If a person cheats, right? Mm-hmm. And you're not sure if they cheated, but you want to find out, how far are you going to go to find out if they cheated or not?
I'm looking in all your information, but I will say this. I'm not doing that until I know. Like, I'm not the type of person to, like, every other day be like, oh, I think my partner's cheating. If that's the case, then that's not the person that I need to be with. You know what I'm saying? Right. But if I have, like, a gut inclination that something is going on, I'm going to find that information. And I always have. I've always been very successful at finding it. Like, you can't lie to me.
Yeah.
Nobody can lie to me.
I mean, you know, the women got a special thing, man, special intuition when it comes to that. And, you know, I've been around, so I've been trying to fucking scheme through y'all intuition and shit. I get caught every fucking time. So
exactly, because it's magic. Like, you're not doing shit.
Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Shorty gonna call me, where you at, babe? Well, I'm with these five bitches right now. I know you're gonna find out on Instagram or some shit, but I'm gonna let you know right now.
We learned a long time ago, to be honest, because I always get caught. Since I was little, anything that I was doing when I was up to no good, I got caught. Hey. First time I had sex, I got caught. Like, everybody knew about it. I was like, what the hell?
Damn.
I couldn't even have a private moment to myself.
All right, this is a funny story, because I got a funny story. Tell me the craziest place you got caught. What was the craziest place you got caught?
Like, by a person, I'm assuming, right? So, like, when they were walking in on me. It wasn't sex. It was more so masturbation. Like, I was masturbating in a place that I probably shouldn't have because it was, like, a public area.
Where was you at?
I was, like, right in, like, the foyer of, like, my house, like, on the computer. But you can see. We had glass doors, so you can see just straight in there.
Damn, you done said foyer and glass doors. You from Malibu? What's up? Goddamn.
No, but that's just what it was called.
Okay.
It was just a regular colonial.
I never had a foyer, I don't think. I might have had a foyer. Didn't know. But shit.
It's, you know, that whole area before you get to, like, the rest of your house when you first walk in.
So, like, the before yay step in the crib. You know what I mean? Like, that shit. I might have had one of those. So you was in the mix. You had to. So you got caught. Who caught you?
I remember exactly what I had pulled up. So this is before, like, this is back when I think we were still downloading music and all that. Because I remember I accidentally downloaded the picture. And it was like a Beyonce lookalike.
Mm.
And I wasn't out of the closet yet. So I was like, damn, like, let me get this out real quick. So, yeah, and I got caught by my sister. So.
Oh, yeah, damn.
We've never spoken about it.
Oh, she just seen it and was like, y'all just kept it pushing.
I put my pants up so quick.
Watching motherfucking Beyonce lookalikes. I was in school. I got caught doing other stuff, other places, but this is the funny one. So I'm in school, right? Now I had this process in high school. We had four blocks in school, you know what I'm saying? My fourth block, like, period, whatever. She said I'm single as fuck. My fourth block. Hold up, we gotta give a quick shout out to the people.
Rosa!
But a quick shout out to the people tuning in. A couple of them left, but the one still here, Antoine, Rosa, Young Fresh, Dream to a Millions. That's my bros, that's a whole record label, you know what I'm saying? And Air Dime Snatchington. Oh shit. Air Dime Snatchington. Real one. Anybody who put a ton on the end of their Instagram name, they're free. They're special individuals. My boy Sir Boogington. That's why I know. You know what I'm saying? Y'all the bull. But look, so I'm in school, fourth block. Every fourth block I slide off with my little Spanish joint. It's a good joint. She know the routine. Everything's great. You know what I'm saying? I fuck around on some super horny shit in the morning. Decides to go because I ain't have my first block. You know what I'm saying? So I decides, let me slide with Shorty first block. You know what I mean? And you know, I'm a, you know, athlete, well-known individual in school, one of the popular kids, they call it. You know what I'm saying? The teachers love me. The kids love me. Everybody loves me. You know what I'm saying? Security loves me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, morning, first session, I decided to be extra freaky in the morning, so I slide her to the spot. We had a little spot. It was, like, near an exit, but it was behind the stairs, so you only could see us if you was coming in the exit, you know what I'm saying? And which you couldn't come in because it was just...
Y'all had the angles worked out.
Cool.
Now, hold on, can you see it from here?
No, you got to bang, you know what I'm saying? You got to... Ooh, you know what I'm saying? You gotta bend around. So, and it's nothing over this way. You know what I'm saying? So it's like no reason for anybody to ever walk under here unless they doing what I'm doing, right? Main security guard doing checks around the school. I ain't never know because I never did in the morning. They check all the doors, make sure all the doors is closed in the school before, you know what I'm saying, commencing the rest of the day. Never knew this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, I'm in that joint first block, getting it like, yo, I got gym class after this. Right in the shower, finish my day. You know what I'm saying? Going crazy. And what's so crazy is, I never realized, also, I found out, fourth block at that time, there's no classes in that area I was at. You know what I'm saying? This time, first block, that shit packed. You hear me? Because I'm back there beating the cheeks. She going crazy. You know what I'm saying? I heard a on the speaker. I said, "Oh shit!" I bang around the corner. It's the security guard, and I'm
Oh, God.
drooling though because I'm comfortable at this point. I've been doing it for like half the year already, so my pants is all the way to my knees. Her Jones is all the way off because she just like fuck it, bust it down, Poppy. You know what I'm saying? So he like, "Yo, bust." That's what my nigga call me, "Bust." Yo, what's going on? I'm like, damn. And I used to get away with a lot of
So
shit.
did you get him back? Like, what happened?
Man, my pants is down. It's people in the hallway peeping. Cause, you know, Shorty, I was busting Shorty down. I didn't know. So it's people already tuned into the bust down. You know what I'm saying? And he just walk around the corner. Boop. I said, damn. So what happened was, this is what made it even worse. This is the worst part. So we get dressed and all that. I'm trying to talk to bro, like, you know what I'm saying? My man Kyle, shout out to Kyle. I'm like, yo, Kyle, listen, man. This I know this joint bad, man. But like, you know what I'm saying? What can we do to not take this trip to the office, bro? This man, like, yo. He said, out of all the things I didn't let you get out of, can't let you slide on this joint. He said, on top of it, you got all these fucking witnesses. So I'm like, damn. So they made me call
No,
my
that's the one
mom.
thing he should have let you slide on. That's the one thing.
I had too many witnesses, man. When I say the hallway was packed, niggas was in the hallway like, yo. So you
Man.
know it's bad joint, but I'm still trying to like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go, you but I'm in trouble with them. They made me like, yo, you gotta call your mom. Fucked up my whole joint. I forgot every once they said that I gotta call my mom, whatever they said to me after that for the next 30 minutes, no idea. Zone right out like, damn.
I
This
bet.
the part that I didn't want to go through, like, for real, for real. So I was sneaky. I called my grandma. Like, grandma, I got in trouble. You gotta come get me. Grandma in Philly. You know what I'm saying? I went to a school out in Montgomery County. She like, I'm not taking that drive. Gonna have to call your mom. It's like, all right, boom. Call my aunt, your auntie. You gotta come get me. Auntie Sledge. She came and got me and shit, right? She had to call her mom. Her mom came up. She cursed me out. Went through the most. I had to hear it. You know what I'm saying? They had to escort the mom out the building. Police escort because she was snapping. She was Spanish lady. She probably ain't like me for real, for real. But she
Damn, I
definitely
mean,
ain't
oh,
like me
you
now.
fucking sorry.
She definitely
Oh,
like me now. So I got caught in
so this is somebody you
traffic.
were dating.
So I got caught in
Yeah.
traffic. I got suspended for a couple days. Nothing crazy. They let me come back to school and all that. It was cool afterwards. But yeah, that was the worst joint, cause telling my, cause then I had to tell my mom I was fucking, cause after that it's like, you know, I was sneaking around. She
Man.
might have knew, but it wasn't a known. I had to
Right.
tell her like, yeah, they called me. That shit,
Yeah,
that shit
that
crazy.
literally sounds like my first experience. Like, I'm sure that wasn't your first experience, but it
No,
wasn't at
that
school.
was the craziest
It wasn't at
joint.
school. It was at Ball's house, and we didn't even finish. Like, he didn't even put it all the way in.
Oh
And
shit.
like, it wasn't even like a full-fledged thing. And he ended up putting the condom in the trash can. We were at his friend's house. So the friend's mom was taking out the trash and found the condom and was like, "What the fuck is this?" She started snapping about the condom, like, "You having sex?" And he didn't want to go down, so he snitched on us. He was like, "Nah, that was a Fame and Brandon. Brandon was his name."
Right. Shout out Big Brandon for the half bust down. Wasting guys good rubber out here. What's going on, Brandon?
God's good rubber. I'm done.
She said, no, I don't. They said, ask me if I still talk to her. No, I don't still talk to her. I haven't talked to her. She might be my friend on Facebook or something, but I haven't talked to, haven't spoken to her. I mean, she's a
Speaking of
good
first times,
girl.
what was your first time, Tuna?
My first time.
Yeah, we don't normally ask you questions. You ask all the questions.
So I got two answers for this because I don't remember which one was first.
That's real. I'm taking my shirt off. This is not to like entertain you guys. Like, I'm just
hey, wild tuna right challenge now. Going on right now. Make sure y'all send the cash apps to and the votes. Fame's about to do. Not playing, but look, we was outside on the block. You mean shout uptown? Uptown told me a lot of things. I think I was like 13. All right, 13, 12, 13. I'm going to say 13. That's all I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? I think I was like 13 for real. And me and my man, Marvin, lived across the street from me, right? He was my homie. Little shorty from down the block. Little light-skinned John named Sophia. Nice little John.
That's a good name.
Yeah, it's a good job. So he tried first, right? Because we was, I don't know how we led to this shit. I don't know what popped off. I think she initiated it, though. And so he tried first. Couldn't do it, whatever. It just wasn't working. I didn't work it out. Like, nobody knew what the fuck we was doing anyway. But it wasn't it, right? So he come around the corner. Because the funny shit, we was out back in the driveway. Between the cars, right? So he come around the corner. I'm the lookout and shit. I'm out front making sure grandma, nobody calling or whatever. He come around like, no, you got to go back there. I'm like, no. I'm like, what's up, man? Nothing? He said, no, I don't know. He said, whatever we did, ain't it. So I'm like, all right. So I'm be back, you know what I'm saying? I'll be right back. I slide around the drone. And I was on some outside shit in between the cars in the driveway. That was my first time. That's just crazy. But the other time, I was playing Manhunt with this other drone. I ain't gonna say her name right now. But with this other John, and we was in you know how in developing house developments, they always had like that one place where all the water go with some shit, like all the water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All the everybody got them. So we over there by the green box.
The green box, yeah. Just
bust down on the green box, you know what I'm saying? Same summer. I just don't remember which one was first. But when I was on the green box, I definitely was getting it popping. You know what I'm saying? That was the for sure draw. You know? In between the cars, it was like, it went in, but I didn't know what I was doing. I kept pulling out because I'm like, oh, can't get you pregnant. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like,
scared as shit.
Get you pregnant. Second time, I was like, no.
You think everything gonna get you pregnant?
Yeah, first time, I didn't know what was going on. I was like, man. And it was the daytime, too. So it was like, on top of it, I was waiting for somebody to walk. We were uptown, like, in the middle of the summer. Like, somebody gonna walk up on us.
So, since you don't remember, like, which was which, would you say, like, the first time is, like, less significant to men than it is to women? Or for you? Or you just forgot?
It depends if you be in your feelings, like,
okay, true.
I don't, some people be in their feelings, you know what I mean? So some of the fellas be like, yeah, my first love, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, none of my homies like that, so I don't know. But I know some people out there like that. And
so you weren't in your feelings about them?
At the time I was. You know what I'm saying? At the time I was like, yo, okay, that's my girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I always seem to find the baddest one in the bunch, so I was the bull, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got the John, like, I got the one, you feel me? And then, you know, summertime in and you go to school and shit. Because the girls I was talking to was older, too. So they was in high school, you know what I mean? In, like, junior high or high school, whatever. And so I ain't seen when I was in school. So I always had another girl at my school. And I had the John when I got home, you know what I'm saying? So it was a good look. And, you know, we ain't have Instagram and shit like that. We ain't had no, you know, you could cheat in peace.
Cheat in peace.
If you was cheating back then. So I was a little boy back then. You know, black men don't cheat.
Of course. But of course. Look,
black boys.
We don't hold y'all accountable for your boys. Early days.
Yeah. So, you know. For sure.
My ex-husband was a whole hoe, and I don't hold him accountable for none of that stuff because we were young.
Yeah, I don't think the majority, I'm going to speak for the fellas. I'm going to say majority of us don't be in the feeling in our feelings about our first after we move on to our next. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't think I was in my feelings about my first. Like, it was just like an opportunity that presented itself, and I was like, cool. like wasn't my boyfriend or anything. In fact, I almost got beat up for it.
Oh shit.
Yeah. His girlfriend found out about it.
Rachel tuned out when we answered her question. We answered your question, Rachel. So you know, I forgot what we said, but we answered that, John.
Oh, it was about flirting.
No, it was about
second chances.
Second chances, yes. So second chances, depending on what it is, and depending on how much you love the person. You get what I'm saying? If you love the person, you want the shit to work. Like,
I feel like the third or fourth time.
You don't put a limit if you're working towards something and it's progress.
That's not true. Let's not spread false news. Wait. Okay, if you do see progress, yes, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. If there's actual progress.
Boom. So then we just got to fix what happened to make this progress.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes there could be progress. That's important. Like, what kind of progress are we making? And then are we making progress and then going back to the same thing again and again? Because there's a difference. Like, that's not a mistake then. That's who you are. And then at that point, I have to evaluate, do I accept who you are?
Right. And you also have to do this too. Because a lot of situations where people don't understand this, it's like when you make the same mistake, then it's like something that isn't there in the other relationship. You know what I'm saying? If it's the same mistake, now if it's different mistakes, if the nigga doing this shit, then he doing some whole other shit, and like, but if it's like the same thing over and over again, sometimes you really just gotta come together like, yo, what can I do to fill that void that you feel like you gotta make this mistake over and over again?
That's not always somebody's job though, to fill a void. I don't feel like that's anyone's job.
That's what a relationship is for.
No, it's not for filling voids.
Pretty much. Like, when you want to cuddle, that's a void. Who's you going to cuddle?
So, that's a need you might have as a human being, but I don't feel like it's necessarily a void. It's not something that I need you to do for me, per se.
I mean, no, you don't need me to cuddle with you, but if we're in a relationship, you don't have to need nobody else.
I feel like we stand alone. We don't have voids. We fill our own voids.
Okay.
That's just how I feel.
So, bang, you fill your own voids. So you can be single forever and not have no contact and just self-please. You can just fuck yourself forever and it's okay.
No, I would want more. I would want more, but I would still feel 100% content just being by myself. But that's just me. Like, I'm not putting down anyone who, because there are people who, like, really thrive on that type of relationship. You know what I mean? But I don't personally.
Yeah, what is that? What like, people saying that they, because I know people say, like, yo, they hate being single for real, for real. Like, they have to be in a relationship.
Right. So, I used to be one of those people. Like, I'm not even going to say used to be. I love being in a relationship. I'm a relationship, like, person. I used to jump from relationship to relationship because I love being in them. But at the same time, it's just not for everybody. It's not for me at this point.
is nowadays, you know, nowadays the single life is turning into, you know, the polygamy life or whatever, you know, so they say, because people are meeting more people and understanding that, you know, I feel as though some people just know that sex is sex. Some people just hold on to sex as a more, they put it on a pedestal. I feel like wherever you put that sex on a pedestal is how open you are with other people. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know.
Your sex on a pedestal is how open you are with other people. So if your sex is way up here,
You're not open.
If your sex...
Yeah, it's like that high on the pedestal. You know what I'm saying? Well, think about it. If you like, because think about all the shorties that be like, oh, this pussy ain't for everybody, and this and that is going to do this to you and all that. They put their pussies this high on the pedestal, so they may limit how many people to give it to, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
You know, so, but maybe it could also be a thing that they just, I feel like shorties, y'all just want to lock somebody down, you know what I'm saying?
Some do, but that's what's interesting is that there are a lot of women who are not trying to lock you down, but people cannot comprehend that because we're so used to telling ourselves that women need this or they're emotional beings and they can't just be out here fucking and it be able to just on a physical basis.
Y'all fuck more than we fuck.
Exactly. Exactly.
That was whoever made that sentence, whoever made that up. Yeah, that was whole fraud. Y'all be fucking more than us. Y'all have access to it more. Y'all have more people. You know what I'm saying? It's just a hard life.
It's hard for women. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because we could literally fuck all day.
Yeah.
We have a harder job. I feel like we have a harder job than that.
It depends where your dick game at on the pedestal. Mine's way up here. You know what I'm saying? Depends where it is. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got different pedestals. You know what I'm saying? My joint like Eiffel Tower pedestal. You feel me? Monumental.
Are we talking about the size right now or?
Everything about it.
Okay.
Everything. Because.
Just for my notes.
Yeah, everything about, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's not for everybody. Because everybody can't handle it. Everybody can't handle it. So, you know, you got to limit the access.
You do have to limit the access. I was just talking to my sister yesterday about how, like, sometimes we can, like, waste pussy on people. Like,
Oh, sure.
Like,
oh.
You were saying, when you hold your pussy on a pedestal, you limit access to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's something that should be exclusive, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, we were talking about how you can actually, like, waste pussy on people, like, and it just be a waste of your fucking time and your life.
I mean, 90% of the sex is wasted. You know what I'm saying? 90%. 90%. Because if you
90% ain't, of the sex that you have is wasted sex.
No, just in general. Just in general. Because if you ain't really getting nothing but a nut out of it, it's wasted. You know what I'm saying? It's wasted. That's just a waste. That's just somebody to get you by.
You feel like it's a waste if you don't have like a connection with the person.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a waste. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just something to get you by. You know what I mean? Not wasting. Something to get you by. But that good shit that you go in for like a couple hours, you know what I'm saying? You build with that person. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got finances.
Do not correlate the two. Do not.
It is.
No. That just means y'all physically vibe, but that don't mean like that y'all are compatible at all. I've had great sex with people and not been compatible relationship.
You haven't been tamed. That's what it is. Like, great sex is great.
Outside the bedroom and it ain't gonna be pretty.
See, that's what I'm saying. Great sex is great, but being tamed, team long stroke. If you on team long stroke, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mo Money. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to 2200 Mo. If you on team long stroke, you tame things. It's different than having great sex. Because when you're being tamed, then you like, oh shit, you gonna start forming your whole life around the long stroke. That's what happens
when you're being tamed. And what does that include? How does one tame?
That means you're being over pleased. You know what I'm saying? And then you're just like, I'm just gonna do whatever he tell me to do because I want to stick around. And that's how a lot of relationships start.
Over pleased, over affectionate. And that's my thing. Like, listen, if we fucking, don't be kissing all up on my neck. Don't be like trying to French kiss me and stuff like that. Because that stuff is intimate to me.
Right. But when you do, like, when the team long stroke come through, you going to do things that you didn't think you was going to do. So that's what I was like. You like, oh, shit. He got all
like,
that
first
on the first.
First of all, you going to be fresh kissing all these motherfuckers.
The team long stroke. Be careful. Watch out for them podcast guys, man.
Listen, being a... Never mind.
But yeah, next topic. What are we talking about? What's up with our people? Let's give another quick rundown, quick shout out. Shout to Space Danger. Shout to Jason Gaines Jr., Mac Life Beats, Dropwear Clothing, Benji Bass, Dream to a Million Entertainment. Let's get it. Jay Lauren just tuned in. Miss got a lot of body. Shout to her. Once the coronavirus disappear, she's coming down to the show. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be a good rubdown session. Oil challenge for her.
Once it disappears.
For sure. I'm saying. But yeah, let me, since we got a couple music artists in here real quick, I'm going to give them a little top 10. You know what I'm saying? A little top 10 do's and don'ts. Number one, have a budget. Even if it's $50, but have a budget.
Yes.
For everything you do, put some money behind it. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't put it out when you put it out. You feel me? If that makes sense. Even if you don't put the money behind it as soon as you drop the article, whatever you're doing, the song. But just have some money in the tuck to promote it or do something with it, because it's just how the business go. It's how the game go. You know what I'm saying?
And you gotta
treat everything that you do like it's worth $1 million, so you wanna keep putting things. You wanna put that money behind it. You know what I'm saying? Number two, network everywhere you go. If you don't network, nobody gonna know you. Nobody gonna care, because you're just somebody else in the room. You know what I'm saying? You're just somebody else I pass through. You gotta network. You know what I'm saying? Number three, gotta have good production. You know what I mean? On the sound, you're recording, make sure your engineers is mixing your drums right. Make sure you want to sound exactly how you think you're supposed to sound. You know what I'm saying? Get the mixes right. Get it mastered. That's definitely a real, real important thing, because I'm not going to listen to a song that's not mixed. You know what I'm saying? I got artists that I talk to like every day that be trying to sing. I don't want to hear it. I don't want no freestyles or nothing written. Give me that finished product and let me hear how it sound. You know what I'm saying? Let me hear the full story. Number four, gotta have music videos. Music videos, the visuals is important, because we gotta see the turn up, you know what I'm saying? We gotta see what y'all talking about, or we gotta see the story that y'all talking about. You know, having a bunch of MP3s and links sent to my text and post and all that's cool, but I'm really gonna tune into the music videos. And they always do numbers for everybody. Every artist always get most of their views on their music videos. It's just what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Most people are visually engaged. Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah. It's all about the vision. It's number five. We at number five. I don't even know. Okay. Well, listen, this is the next drum, right? Peep game. Every time you go to a different city, go to the DJs, the radio stations, the studios, and go to the events in those cities. You know what I'm saying? Because you can promote all day. You can walk around malls and do all the fun shit and go to colleges and do all that shit. But when you marketing, you want to go to the people that's already spending money in that market. You know what I'm saying? You'll make other people who don't listen to your music believers later, but go to your market. If people go on those concerts, that means those people in there, if they like your music, they're going to spend money and go to your concert. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You in a clothing store and you got a clothing line, these people are buying clothes. It's a good chance they might like your shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to go to where people buying the shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how you got to do it. I think we on number six or something like that. Number six, all the DJs should have your music. All the DJs should have shook your hand at least two times. You got to show respect to the DJs, show love to the DJs, and network with the DJs. They everything. You can't do nothing without a DJ. Hip-hop is based off of DJing. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the elements of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? One of the founding fucking staples of the fucking whole genre. And y'all dickheads always talking shit on the DJs. And y'all idiots. And I hate it. Every time I see somebody snapping on the DJ, unless you fucked up his set or some shit, or fucked up some money, don't be snapping on the DJs. And they all stick together. So you be snapping on one DJ, and they gonna be like, this dickhead gonna do the same thing he did to him. You know what I'm saying? So
period.
Show love to the DJs. Always show up. I mean, if they got events, go to the events. They host. You know what I mean? Turn up. Number seven.
Seven or eight. I don't know. One of those.
Let's say eight, because I'm giving them a lot of game. Number eight. Call me for everything you about to do. You know what I'm saying? No cap. Call me, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up. I'm gonna tell you for real if you're going, if you should do it or not. You know what I'm saying? Keep it all the way around it. I'm like, yo, you think about doing this? Keep it on it. You know what I'm saying? Once you see how true and real it is, you're gonna start paying me. So holla at me. I got you.
It's true though. Tuna has some real good insight. Like, I learn a lot from Tuna about music.
You.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. That's love. And I always answer, like, everybody be in my DMs. I might answer, like, a couple days later, but I do be answering them joints. You know what I'm saying? But just don't be in there on no funny shit. When y'all hit them DMs, when y'all talking to somebody who's in the industry, don't just send them the regular shit that you send everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Actually, try to hold a conversation. You know what I mean? You might send a link, that's cool. But I get a lot of links, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up with some real talk. Let's talk business. Link up, studio, whatever it is. Concerts, events. You know what I mean? That's a really get it. Number 9. Every time you shoot a music video or do anything music inclined or anything dealing with your life that's legal, record it. Because people want to know what you're doing behind the scenes. People want to know how you got where you got. And even if you don't drop it right away, you might blow up and you might have a whole documentary filmed and you got a whole movie low-key in the tuck and you lit already. And now you can just give it to somebody and really put some shit together. So document everything. Even if you don't think it's the most professional, if you check Hip Hop Since 1987, you might see some clips with Kendrick Lamar or Jay-Z or whatever, and it'd be the most grainiest, horrible, most clear video ever. But you hear the audio and you hear what's going on. Those classic moments, you know what I'm saying? Those major moments in your journey. Always document everything you're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, 10, that's important.
Go overseas. Even if you don't go, send your music there, send your merchandise, gain fans overseas, because America loves you and everything. But we got a lot of artists in America that do what we do and do what everybody else do. We the original, you know what I'm saying? We were hip hop was originated. So overseas, they love what we do over here. It's not as accessible to get underground overseas though, you know what I'm saying? So send your shit to overseas DJs. They love American hip hop. It's what you gotta do. It's a good joint. You know what I'm saying?
So I actually read that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I ain't lying. You know what I'm saying? Big Fish got the facts.
You're not lying.
You know what I'm saying? Big Fish got the facts.
We have certain ceilings and walls and all that over here in America, but like over there, it's just like a free for all. Like, if people like, and that's just what it is. It's politics over here when it comes to music. Over there, it's not really politics. Like, they just fuck with you.
When you're not from there, because we're from there, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, UK artists come over here, they blow right up. You know what I'm saying? They get a free pass because they from somewhere else and they just happen to master their craft. So, you know, keep working.
They have that British accent. We can't deny it.
Actually,
I just feel like it makes one more successful.
It does. It does. In America, yes, it does.
Like, if I started talking like LMA, like, I would probably be, like, mad successful.
We'd probably go viral right now. If you do that, never mind. I ain't going to even say it. I ain't going to even draw. Because it's still a regular part.
Yeah, I do voiceovers. I'm just saying.
You be cheating. You was cheating on the, you the one who was secretly on all those. You remember we used to have those calls? We didn't have them, but they still got them. When you call the hotlines and shit, you know what I'm saying? You be on the drone, leaving messages and shit. You was on the drone playing everybody on that drone.
No, I do. I used to do that for fun as a child. Like, when I had to read out loud in school, it would not be in my regular voice. It would be in an accent, because it's fucking fun.
Shit.
I've done voiceovers in a British accent for artists.
So I gave you my top 10, right? So now we need our top 10 sex tips from fame.
Oh my God, what? 10 of them?
Yeah.
All right. You lucky I just finished my beer.
Let's get it. Talk to the world. Let them know.
10, that's a lot of pressure.
Is it?
I mean, yeah, because, like, I don't know, my shit's pretty basic. Number one, like, just learn the person you're with. Don't overthink things. Like, literally just learn what they like. Talk to them. Communication is everything when it comes to sex. I can't stress that enough. Like, even if you're in a situation, you're like, this question is mad awkward right now. Like, ask that question. It's better you laugh about it and get it out of the way versus, like, internalizing some bullshit. Like, maybe you felt like your head wasn't good enough or your pussy like wasn't good enough. Butt. Boop. What happened?
No, go ahead.
Was that a question? Totally.
Things with the finger. Didn't you make a post about that?
I just heard the finger in the butt.
Yeah. I said, didn't you make a post about that on Instagram? Or was that
about eating my, it was about eating my ass.
Oh, yeah. So you had, that's one of your Jones too, then, I guess, right? You said don't slide in the DMs if you don't.
Don't. Because I just feel like, I feel like people who eat ass are just natural freaks. Like, I just feel like there's nothing you won't do. So that's the type of person I want in the bedroom with me.
Where? Hey.
I mean,
that's your top. That's we get in your top 10.
Speaking of finger in butts, like, we just start making out. Don't stick your finger in my butt. Like,
only when you just start, though. Only in the beginning.
Only in the beginning. Don't. I have to be like open. Like, open shorty up before you start plugging things in places. Because I'm going to have to question your sex game. Like, that's part of it. Like, knowing when to go is part of the sex game.
Oh, right? That's facts. That's facts. Is there another one in your top 10? You got nowhere to go.
Get it wet. Get it wet. That's another one. Get it wet. Like, please. Get it wet.
So, do they have to eat it before they beat it? All right, before they eat it.
They don't have to, but that helps.
Because you like girls and shit. So then after they eat it, what do y'all do?
Whoever you are.
Cut it. Cut it.
Whatever you are.
Cut it. Cut it. Dig it. That's a good job.
Eat it. Play with it. Like something. Yeah, that's what we do.
Cut it. That's your new slate. That's a theme song. That's going to be a theme song on the bus.
Scissor it.
Mm-hmm. Remix. Remix that joint real quick.
Real quick, though, I wanted to get to this question because I told these people I would answer their questions because I know we're about to be done a little bit.
See, you, you let me go on a rant. Let's get it.
So, somebody asked today, and I'm going to post this every week so you guys can always like message us and like randomly even. Don't wait for a post. Just message us if you have a question or a subject you want us to cover. So, the one question was, sorry, I got to move this to my laptop. You posted the other day about eating some pussy. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Do you think you get off more from giving or receiving? Both of them.
Both. Next question.
Same time.
Both of them. Yeah, there used to be this girl that I used to talk to, right? She used to like giving head so much. She'd be giving me head and she'd be squirting.
Right. Right. That's the type of shit I'm on. Like, yeah.
Like, toe jeans is like, dang. Like, she used to bring an expert jeans every time she came. So,
because when you're with someone who's just, like, truly good at sex, like, they're good at it because they're in tune with you. They're in sync with you. And, like, they get off of you getting off. Like, that should be the goal. And vice versa. You know what I mean? Right. So, yeah.
That's another one.
I had seen a meme a long time ago. It's like, if your pussy ain't wet after you suck on my dick for a while, like, we got a problem. Like...
Never note taken.
It should be. Because if you're doing that, all you should be thinking about is that dick, right? You know, that's just how I feel. So, next question. Will you marry me? Yep. You gonna pay my phone bill? You gonna pay my phone bill?
That's all it takes. Phone bill, Uber Eats. Bang. Y'all got a whole wife right now. You know what I'm saying?
It's simple. It could all be so simple. Okay. This was a funny one. I was dying today. I sent this to you. Why do lesbians always come back? Do they miss the raw meat sometimes?
I agree. Whoever asked that question, that is the one. I believe they do.
Okay. So we got to break this down. So, number one, I believe, like, sexuality.
Oh, that was the hour long. It's cool. We're going to let it finish. We're going to bring it back. Bang, bang, we back. Yeah,
we reached our limit.
Yeah, Instagram do the hour limit. So that's cool. That's cool. We got it. We're going to keep it rolling. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody going to shut us down when we can bring it the fuck back. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Trump 2020.
Trump 2020.
You know he's gonna win. Look, remember when he first ran and he said, "Hey, black people."
What you got to lose? Hey, black people.
He said, "What you got to lose?" Fuck.
He did.
He said.
He was like, "Fuck with me."
Been fucked up this long. I was just in Kanye West music video. butt ass naked with a bunch
of bad
bitches.
That's what he was doing, setting that shit up.
It was lit. He made Ray Sherman make a song about him. He was big lit. You know what I'm saying? He was big lit. But yeah, so we back at it. We going back to the questions. And you talking about how lesbians always come back to the long stroke.
Right. Okay. So what I was saying was sexuality is on a continuum. So here's the thing. Somebody could be lesbian today and a lot of people don't agree with it or understand it. But like for whatever reason, whatever they've been through in their life, they feel like, hey, today I'm all about pussy. I don't want to date guys. Like, and that's what it is. Mm-hmm. The next day you could change your mind. So that's the thing. Like when it comes to the LGBTQ community, it's on a scale. It's on a continuum. Just because I'm one way today doesn't mean my mind isn't going to change tomorrow. It's an open thing. Now, you do have your hardcore lesbians who are like, no, like, fuck dick. I will never take dick, blah, 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 blah. But here's the thing. Being a lesbian isn't about what you take or don't take. Like, if I fucking, like, fuck a doorknob right now, like, does that mean I'm in the doorknobs? Like, no.
But would you do it though?
I mean, I've been known to fuck on inanimate objects just growing up. Like, just one
yeah, because you brought up a doorknob. Like, some people don't just say random things. Doorknob,
corner, like, I've never done that. I've never
careful
done that.
When you walk in Fame House, y'all, if you ever visit Fame Jones, make sure you double tap on the jaw, make sure that thing ain't slippery, or make sure it is, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you went to.
Shit. Right, whatever it
is. Whatever you went to, you know? No judgment zone.
But a lesbian doesn't go back to dick necessarily. At that point, you're a bisexual. The moment you start thinking about both, I would say you're a bisexual. But a lot of people don't like to put labels on things. Some people, I feel like, should just go with the fact that they're sexually fluid. Like, stop labeling yourself. But the reason why we label ourselves is because we're kind of forced to. Like, if I ultimately only fuck with women, like, for the most part, like, if 99.9% of the people that I fuck with, that I deal with, that I fall head over heels with is a woman, then I'm going to call myself a lesbian, right? But I guess it would be, like, more accurate. What's the word? I always forget this word. It's like when you're attracted to someone's personality versus anything. It's like people, not parts. Pansexual?
I think that's right. I heard it a couple of times. It's been popping up.
There's another word for it too, though. Pan is like very broad. So I don't want to misquote. I'm going to have to go back and check. But yeah, some people just like, they just do what they do. In our community, we're forced to put a label on it to be accepted. Like, it's really fucked up. It's like discrimination on top of discrimination. Like, the queer community are the biggest fucking discriminators. Like, just to be clear, we don't fuck with bisexuals. And by we, I don't mean me, but I mean, like, seriously, like, they're like, pick a side. Like it, we discriminate even in the LGBTQ community. It's fucked up. But it is what it is. So yeah, if they came back to the dick, they didn't stop wanting it. They just, you know, found some other more lucrative things to do in the meantime.
Gotcha. Makes sense. You know, makes sense. I just figure, you know, they'd be missing it, like, you know.
Missing it? So it's penetration. That was my initial point. Like, penetration is penetration. It doesn't matter what it's happening by. So I can enjoy sex with you, like, as a lesbian woman, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm into men, like.
Okay. Fact of the day.
Yeah. Like, just make us.
He said, you gotta think about it. Like, I had to think.
What's
about
up? It. Think about it. What you got to say?
Think about
Mac
it.
Mac Life Beats.
So,
think it all.
What other questions you got on there? Any more good ones?
Okay, the last question was, whatever happened to foreplay? Women seem to be in a rush for penetration.
Because they be, listen.
Depends.
I got it. I got this
you
one,
got
y'all
it?
Ladies.
You
I got this one.
I'm going to have to do a rebuttal, but I'm sure. Listen. But go ahead.
Listen. So there's two things, right? Because fellas seem to forget that y'all got the same brains as us, you know what I'm saying? We got the same thing right here. Boom. You know what I mean? So all our thoughts is the same, basically, when it comes to natural shit. So y'all think about sex all the time, just like we think about sex all the time, they say. You know what I'm saying? When y'all see somebody y'all attracted to, boom, think about it. You see somebody or whatever it is. So sometimes y'all be ready, like sometimes we be ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, you like, yo, if it was some pussy right here, I'm just going to dive right in that joint. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes y'all be at that point like, yo, when that joint get here, I've been marinating, right. Like, y'all be ready. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. But I'm going to tell you a little secret, though, real quick. Like, if I know I'm going to be nervous, like, because some, like, I have wet pussy. Like, somebody sign in and tell them. But,
like,
but so if I know I have a time constraint, like, I'll literally play with myself on the way to my date or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I'm going to make sure it's wet for you so you ain't got to do shit. You don't got to do too much. You know what I mean?
So I'm going to give you a little, I'm going to give y'all a little secret since you gave us a little secret. Boom. We do the same shit sometimes just to make sure we cool. We like, yo, we got to make sure we, boom, make sure we ready. Make sure everything active. Sometimes you just got to make sure it's active. Sometimes you just got to make sure, you know what I'm saying, you ain't drink too much on the way or smoke too much on the way. It's, you know, true. What I'm saying? Sometimes you got to make sure you cool. You know what I'm saying?
So we do the same thing.
Get bad drunk. Bad drunk. Can't come up, can't show up and not perform unless you got some super romantic shit to do.
Right.
It's sick. Real shit. Like, you got to pull up. You know what I mean? You gotta pull up the motherfucking, like, yeah, I cooked you a steak dinner. Boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? We gonna skip the
Speaking
Netflix
of that, chill. I'm cooking steak dinners in this time of need. So.
Oh, that's love.
Yeah, just pay my bills and I'll come cook you a steak dinner.
That's love. That's a good deal right there. That's a good deal. I might take that up. Like, hey, Rich, you said you don't wanna cook no more for the rest of the week? We lit. She in there somewhere. We in there.
Oh, right there.
Yeah.
I got you.
You mean? So, I said, Fame gonna cook the next steak dinners for the next week. If nobody's sliding her
down. Y'all need a break. Y'all need a break.
Give you a break. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with all the babies all on the titties and shit. But yeah, we back in the show. Go ahead. I had a question in my DMs from somebody.
Yeah.
And they wanted to know, when is the Wild Tuna Challenge going to start? So,
what Wild Tuna Challenge?
Wild Tuna Challenge. Mika started this Wild Tuna Challenge in the quarantine. You know what I'm saying? Staying safe. So, she wants us to, we're going to post it on Sex and Music Podcast. You know what I'm saying? We're going to put up a little challenge. You know what I mean? You're going to see it. I don't know if you didn't see it yet, but you're going to see it. It's gonna be lit.
You talking about Mika?
Like, yeah, you gonna like it.
Yeah, Mika, that's on my notes. First of all, go to Sex and Music Podcast if you didn't see Mika's photo. I was crying. She's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, she's staying safe. She had the mask on.
Yeah, that was the one, and then the one when she coughed and left her shirt.
And that was it. Yeah. It's big lit. I told her from the episode she's been winning the Wild Tuna Challenge. On a daily, like every other week, she getting, you know what I'm saying, she turning up. So, shout out to me.
Yeah, that was photo of the week.
Mac Life Beast went to steak. He said he about to slide in the DMs.
What's good?
Got a winner. What else you got for him? Anything else before we get out of here? I'll see who else.
Do I?
Shout out to Cola. Shout out to Jason. Shout out to Mac Life, still tuned in with us.
It's just like more news and stuff, but we could save it.
Alright. That's cool.
We can save it and then Yeah. Oh, all the Black Pride events obviously are postponed. So
Right. Yes. The Hip Hop 1987 tour is still on for July. So that's still a go. Okay. Until further notice. It's still a go. And you know, we're gonna be back next Thursday. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be back next Thursday. If we have to be on live again right here, we're going to be here. We're going to get it done. Hip Hop Since 1987, Sex and Music Podcast. It's your boy, Wild Tuna. I'm here with the beautiful Fame. And we love y'all, man. We love y'all.
We do. Be safe out there, y'all.
Be real safe. You know what I mean? Make sure y'all tune into the last live, get the top 10 for the music artists, you know. Make sure y'all get everything right. And I'm gonna drop all the podcasts from all the other weeks. I'm gonna drop them because we're gonna be locked down, so we gotta put something out for y'all in the airways. So we're gonna drop them, and we're gonna drop some visuals. You know what I'm saying? We're
gonna those put are gonna a little be visual fine.
Together. You know what I'm saying? A little clip, nothing crazy, but a little, you know, 2-minute clip of some fun stuff that we did behind the scenes at Sex and Music Podcast. So happy quarantine, y'all. We all just
happy quarantine.